Time now to head over to Nick Ryan's stables, who is just one of the newbies here at Flemington. Nick, great to see you. Your new setup here. How long have you actually been here at Flemington?
Michael, it's exactly 2 weeks today, so it's fair to say I'm just more than happy to be here.
Now, this is like coming home for you, isn't it? Because you spent a lot of your apprenticeship here.
Yeah, certainly. I've done my apprenticeship here when I was young apprentice jockey, and I grew up around the corner, so it's good to be home, so to speak.
How many boxes have you got here, and how big do you want it to be?
We've got a barn of 15 boxes, which is sort of perfect for us at the moment. Pretty hands-on boutique stable, so at the minute it's perfect.
What's it like training at Flemington compared to Caulfield? Do you actually work the horses a little differently?
Yeah, look, I'm still starting to feel my way and you know, get the horses used to the tracks. I've been sort of taking them steady and, you know, it's all different for them. But, look, the facilities here are world-class and we're starting to work it out and the horses are really enjoying it. So is the staff. It's been great.
As we have a wander around the yard, you might be able to hear a bit of noise in the background, and that's one of your good horses, Express Pass, who's on the walking machine.
Yeah, he's just cooling off on the treadmill. He's probably 3 or 4 weeks off, but he's an exciting young horse, and hopefully we can get him through his grades this prep and get him to a decent race.
You got some nice horses here, but is this barn one? No surprises. Muhammad Ayah, so we get to see on Saturday.
Yeah, he gets box one. He's been in box one since day one. So, look, yeah, he's in the Vobis Gold Saturday. Looks to be his race. Fingers crossed, everything crossed. He shows up, he's going to be hard to beat.
Gee, he ran so well last start. He looks pretty quiet here. He's just got his head down. He's now coming up to say good day to us. He's a lovely old boy. What's his temperament like?
Yeah, he's very quiet, but he fires up. He knows when it's race day. When he has a shampoo, he's a very smart horse, and he conserves his energy for race day.
Are they pretty adaptive, like moving from Caulfield to Flemington, different surrounds, different environment?
If anything, it's a horse like him. It sparked him up a little bit. As you say, it changes as good as a holiday. And look, they've come into a beautiful, clean, big barn here, and they're thoroughly enjoying it.
So, expectations on Saturday. I think he's been around on this Vobis Gold Day a couple of times before, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, he ran in the mile last year and he wasn't quite ready, probably a fault of mine. But, look, he comes to here today, Saturday in the 2000. I had him sort of wound up to try and win the Albury Cup, and the track buys didn't help. He since ran third in the Easter Cup, where he did all the donkey work for the two first and second horse, so it's fair to say he should be really peaking Saturday.
You've got another interesting runner on Saturday as we wander along, and this is a horse that began his career in France, ended up in Hong Kong, and now he's with you, called Dice Roll. What can you tell us about this galloper?
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. It's no secret he ran third in a French Guinea, so he's Group 1 placed. Look, he's had a long time off. He's impressed me with every bit of work he's done, and he's trialled well at Cranbourne the other day. But as I said, he hasn't raced for a long time, and there's no substitute for match practice. So whatever he does on Saturday is going to improve. But I've got a lot of time for him.
He's a nice looking horse. He's pretty compact.
Yeah, look, he's a big horse with a big cage. He's got a big stride. He's got a good lung capacity. He's got all the things that you look for in a horse. So he ticks every box, and he's beautiful and sound. And, it's very exciting to get a horse like this into your stable, with such good form and such good ability. And, you know, if we can get him back to his best, we're going to have a lot of fun with him.
How did you get him? How did he find his way to Nick Ryan?
Look, he was purchased by Golden Farms back when he's racing in France, and he went to Hong Kong, and he just didn't handle Hong Kong that well, the firm tracks. He likes a bit of give in the track. So, look, he's in at the right time of the year. He's kicking off at the right time of the year, and, if things go well, he might even head north to it with a couple of mine, get some give in the track, some soft tracks up there. So
first up 1400, I do notice there's been some early money for him.
Well, look, as I said, there's no substitute for match practice. He's ran third in a French Guineas, and he's running at a benchmark 78. So, it is a long time off, and as every trainer and punter would know, it would be a very, very big effort from the horse and the staff to get him to win first up. But, look, he's got a lot of ability.
All right. And then over here in the big race, the $1 million showdown, you've got your girl Irish Mist, and she's probably got to improve to turn the tables on Starry Legend, but she wasn't disgraced last start. Extra 200 metres, will that be in a favour?
Yeah, I think it will really suit. She drew one in the gold rush, and she was in the barriers a long time and sort of stepped a little bit slow and got run off her feet and was at the top the whole way. So she's had a little freshen up since then. She's got the tongue tie going on the first time, and she's drawn two with Luke Curry aboard. So I think the 1200's right. She'll be able to travel a little bit better and comfortably, and look, she's going to get a soft run. She was very impressive her first start. She galloped well during the week, and she's really fresh and well in herself, so I can't fault her. It's a great incentive, great money race, so she'll show up Saturday and she'll give her best.
All right, well, unlike a lot of the other trainers, you don't spend your time in the tower because you're riding most of your horses every morning as well.
Yeah, look, it's something I thoroughly enjoy. I love getting on their backs and having a feel for them, and it's probably one of my biggest assets, and you know, that's how I know how my horses are going. So, no, I haven't stepped foot in the tower once here at Flemington, and it'll probably be like that for a while, and as long as I can ride.
Probably a good thing with blokes like Wayne Hawks hanging around.
Wouldn't worry me.
Well, the stable's looking great, mate. You've only been here 2 weeks, but already with the horses that are poking their heads out over the barn doors, you've got some exciting times ahead of you.
Yeah, certainly. That's what I mean. If we can, we concentrate on quality and not quantity at the moment. If I had 50 in work, I couldn't ride 50 all in one morning. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, we can have a good day Saturday.
And is the big boy the one, Muhammad Ayaz?
Oh, no doubt. You can't go past him. He's peaking for Saturday. As I said, I think the way it's worked out this year, he's going into the 2000. It's the right race. Last year, he wasn't quite ready. Went into the mile, and it was a strong race. It looks his for the taking Saturday. Let's hope he shows up.
Good luck, Nick.
Thanks, Michael.